This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Five oh six in the evening, and we are following up on a story that has been kind of part of the news cycle for a while, one that we also did earlier this week. And it's basically the one where we said, yay, we are shipping back almost 3,000 metric tons of waste, or 3,000 tons rather of waste from other nations back to their countries of origin. And we thought, okay, great. But it turns out that we might have more to worry about, because as our guest in that story alluded to, in the first place, we do need to look at the mechanism by which those all that waste came here to begin with. And now Transparency International Malaysia is pointing out that a very likely reason is corruption.
Yeah, so the NGO sees problems in the entire supply chain that led to this. The enforcement authorities, like those who guard our borders, and also local councils, the ground staff at, as well as the ground staff at the illegal factories. Transparency International Malaysia is calling for more transparent systems and a direct, safe, and effective means to lodge complaints.
Yes, and there are a couple of things here. I mean, when it comes to looking at the supply chain, they point out that all along the way, you must have had people putting in licenses and saying, we want to be able to take in plastic, for example. Mm-hmm. This land is going to be used for plastic processing. You know, there are just a lot of licenses, a lot of loopholes, or rather a lot of things that needed to be done, a lot of forms that needed to be filled out or not filled out, as the case may be. So all along the way, there were moments at which somebody could have said, hold on, you're registering this worker to work for you to do what exactly? And you know, so on, so forth. And at every step, somebody failed to ask those questions, or there was corruption.
This is a problem that I think this current administration has inherited. Last year, Waterland and Natural Resources Minister Xavier Jayakumar said he believed the crux of the plastic waste recycling issue was the lax enforcement made possible by potential corruption by the previous administration. So that includes the licensing of certain factories, despite them not having the most legal of means. And it's a lot to do with the fact that they didn't properly, screen through some of these factories.
Yes, and also the fact that some of the people who are sending things over to begin with may not have been the most scrupulous of folks, right?
Yes.
We are talking about people like 6 UK exporters of plastic waste who have also had their licenses suspended. So there's a lot of dodginess happening on all fronts here, but we can't take care of everyone else. We just have to look at ourselves. And when it comes to ourselves, that point about needing a clear way to lodge complaints is crucial, because you don't want to be lodging complaints to the corrupted officials who in the first place gave people permission to do so, which is what Transparency seems to be saying, that there needs to be a way to bypass that.
Yes, and also make sure that, because then this, if the system is transparent, that action is actually taken, as opposed to one where they kind of blow a dog whistle and it goes nowhere.
Yeah, we're going to be speaking later with Dr. Mohamad Mohan, who is the president of Transparency International Malaysia, to find out more about this statement, right, that's been put out and what exactly is going on. But we would also like to hear from you. What kind of mechanism would you like to see in terms of being able to report if you witness these sorts of plastic recycling factories or plastic recycling places popping up near your neighbourhood? If you see things that are suspicious, what kind of mechanism would you be comfortable using? Call us at 777-332-900 to let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Bigotry Free Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
It's the evening edition with Lynn and Kelvin. We are talking about how corruption may be a very important factor in terms of why we have become a bit of a dumping ground when it comes to illegal plastic imports. We are, of course, sending it back, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't look in the first place at all the problems that might have arisen as to why it's here in the first place. So to explore that link between corruption and illegal dumping sites, we're heading straight to the source. Dr. Mohamad Mohan, who's the president of Transparency International Malaysia, who are the people who have written about this. Dr. Mohan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So how much of a role do you think corruption has played in the proliferation of illegal dump sites that we're contending with? I mean, can you explain that exact link that you're seeing?
Well, we suspect that corruption could have played a big role in this problem. Although at this point of time, we have not heard of any whistleblowers coming forward to report these cases. But for such illegal plastics to have come into the country, and what we have seen is what they have been caught at the port and the customs and so on, but many have already ended up in the dumping sites. And this is definitely a big concern. And how could have this passed through the gatekeepers? So we believe that it is corruption could have played a very big role. But we are looking forward for the public, especially those people who are involved, and I'm sure they have this information. And we hope they will come forward and at least they will report it to the various authorities.
So the corruption doesn't happen only locally. It begins from the first point of export to from the countries of origin. What can Malaysia do in this instance?
Okay, you're right. I mean, we are talking about corruption taking place within our borders, but there is a possibility that this could be happening from the source, you know, where the countries were exporting it here, you know. And, you know, when there is a seller, there is a buyer, you know. So this is a problem. But I think from the government perspective, what they can do is we can't stop the corruption that's taking place in another country. This is difficult for the agencies here. But what I think the customs here can do is to engage with these countries. Like, you know, they have identified several countries like Saudi Arabia, Bangladesh, Canada, and Australia, and so on. You know, engage with the customs down there and work out a mechanism. Because in Malaysia, we can import certain type of plastics. That's allowed, you know. But what we are now seeing a problem is a lot of illegal items, you know, unprocessed or semi-processed plastics are coming in, you know. And that is not only creating a problem in Malaysia, it also creates an environmental problem. Like we saw in Penang, for example, when the customs opened the containers, they can't even go near because of the rotting food. It's still contaminated plastics, you know, that they have. So it's created a new problem, you know. So I think the way to engage this is for our customs to engage with the customs in those countries. Of course, again, this is not a total solution, but I think that is the best thing on a G2G we can do.
Right. And that's, like you point out, on a country level. But what do we know about the entities who are actually operating these dumping facilities, whether legal or illegal? Why is the nature and identity of these organizations seemingly such a secret?
Well, you see, based on the information we have at this point of time, and even this has been exposed only lately, the last 2-3 months, particularly with this new government coming into place. And I believe that these factories have been operating illegally for quite some time, you know. And the only answer for why it has been operating illegally and in secrecy is just because the public is actually afraid to report, perhaps, you know, or there was a report saying that some people were afraid to even report, although they know who are the people who are actually behind this, you know. So I think moving forward now with the new government, I think there is greater transparency and we can see the initiative done by the minister herself, you know, the Minister of Science, Technology and Environment and Climate Change, you know. So I think with her leadership that she's showing and very aggressive, public has got the confidence. Because you see, in the past, when we talk about corruption, there's no political will. And we have seen this before, you know. So, but now that we are seeing the minister at the ministerial level, they have taken the initiative. So this is where the public is start talking. And we hope this will continue.
So run through some of the issues with the current mechanism for reporting cases that relate to illegal dump sites.
Okay, the current mechanism for reporting, you see, when you talk about illegal dump site, this is very much to do with the environmental disaster that we are looking at. And the current mechanism is normal channel will be to the Department of Environment, you know, the Department of Environment. But I think maybe there has been reports been made, but, you know, there was no action taken, you know. So I think media has to play a role as well. I mean, moving forward, when such kind of cases are reported, media should not be afraid but to expose this information or this information that we get and let the authorities do the job. So I think the current mechanism, if you look at the moment, when it comes to illegal dump site, the channel is to the Department of Environment so that they can step in and immediately inspect. However, if the public has more information or within the government officials, if they have information of any element of corruption or bribery that is taking place, then they always have the MACC to report to, you see? And under the MACC's Act and the Whistleblowers Protection Act, some of these informers can be protected if they want protection, you see? So I think these are the two channels at the moment that we have. But at the end of the day, when cases are reported, action should be taken. You see? If there's no action, then you will continue to see these things happening. I mean, there were also reports that, you know, when they close a factory, illegal factory, and then you find after a few months they open again. This was in the past. Mm. But I hope this will not happen in the future.
One of the measures that's been talked about is that Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin has announced that the government will be building a centralised plastic recycling hub and waste park in each state. Do you think this would actually successfully curb this issue of potential corruption happening?
Yes. Actually, the idea of having a central recycling plastic is good. Because, you see, we have to understand that, you know, recycling, there's nothing wrong with recycling plastics. There are a lot of materials today are manufactured from recycled plastics. And this is part of what we call circular economy, you know. And so this is good. But it has to be properly regulated. Regulated means that we should only be looking at recycling plastics that has use and which is legal in this country, and it should be regulated. What we are seeing today is everyone opens a factory legally or illegally somewhere, and all kind of plastics are brought in. And worse, we've now find out that, you know, they falsified documents. At the back, they put all the illegal plastics. In front of the container, they just put the illegal plastics. And because of that, they can't inspect. So I think, back to your question, is this going to be able to curb corruption? Yes, if it is a centralized recycling plastic center, then it'll all be regulated. Then you have one center to do all this, rather than having so many factories in Klang, in Port Klang, and so on. That is our problem. And it will become very difficult even for the enforcement unit. They don't know where these factories are, and they can just come up overnight, you know. So the idea from the Minister YB Zuraida is good. But again, it's going to be how soon he can do this, and it's going to be a cost issue because she was talking about doing in every state, you know. But I think the idea is very good, and that can actually help to curb corruption. But it has to be regulated,
right? And I guess just to look beyond the recent fanfare and recent headlines, overall, has the government shown any commitment to apprehend those who have either been operating or protecting these illegal facilities?
Okay, I think we are still at the early stage of seeing what the government is doing, particularly the Minister of Science, Technology and Environment and Climate Change. I think she has been in the forefront fighting this battle, and but I think there's a lot more the government needs to do. This is not enough, because we are now only identifying these containers, and the commitment made by the government is to return back to the country of origin. Okay, that's fine, you know, and some countries may take it back or may refuse to take back, we don't know. But I think that is the right direction, immediate measure. But I think to go further, I think the government has to do more. There must be political will, because those cases that has been, if there has been a report that some protection is given by some officials or somebody in higher-ups, then the government has to take a swift action, including the police have to step in and so on. And if the element of corruption is involved, MSCC has to come in. So far on this topic of illegal dump sites, we have not really seen tough actions being taken by the government. And I urge the government, if they have evidence, if they have information, they should act swiftly.
Dr. Mohan, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That was Dr. Mohamed Mohan, President of Transparency International Malaysia. And we would like to hear from you on the subject of illegal plastic waste, right? Are you satisfied with what the government has done so far, which is to send at least some of it back to the source countries? Do you think more needs to be done? What is that more? Tell us. Call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.